Misham Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning brass. Shechuli nishmas maris hester b'shem Avuchanim sugin rosat the chanim sug meir zev. And fuas tina bracha b'shem hester hadasa be'elali sheva b'as ruchama shendel yosef moshe ben ora li nishmas maris hester b'shem shmuel b'shem hester b'as zev dov. Perek Vav, Psukim Vav and Zayin in Parshas Vo'era. Hashem hears the cries of the Jewish people. He's going to establish his covenant with them. And therefore he tells Moshe, L'chein amor l'bnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem, Rotzei si eschem mitachas sivlois mitzroyim, v'hitzalti eschem me'avridosom, v'go'alti eschem b'zroa netuyo u'vishvotim gedolim. And therefore, say to the Jewish people, I am God and I am going to take you out of from under the suffering of the Egyptians, and I'm going to save you from their service, and I'm going to redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. Chayra, we have to understand the kefil. Voitzesi eschem mitachas sivlois mitzrayim. I'm going to take you out from under the suffering of the Egyptians. Vitzalti eschem v'dasa. And I'm going to save you from their avoda. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. See, also the Ramban, the Orchaim, veod. We also have to understand that what it says, legabe veotzeisi v'itzalti, it's a stam. But legabe v'go'alti eschem, it doesn't just say v'go'alti eschem, but how am I going to be called you? Bizroya nituyo uvishvotim gedoilim. I'm going to redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. What about the Velotzeisin Vitalti? That's not Bizroya nituyo uvishvotim gedoilim. So why is it only said Legabe Devgalti Eschem? Not only that, but once you have the Velotzeisi and the Vihitzalti, what do we need the Vagalti for? The Zohar HaKadosh, cited in the Torah Shlema, writes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haikra Ibchahu, Tachsi Vatzeis Yosim Tachzo Vatzmayim B'dikamaisa, Lebasir Vitzalti Eschem Avaydosam, Ulebasir Vagalti Eschem, Havalei Meikor Vagalti Eschem, Ulebasir Vatzeis Yosim. So this pasuk isn't in order. First, it says Vatzeis Yosim Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. Then it says Vitzalti. Then it says Vigaalti. It should say Vigaalti, and then Vatzeis. I'm going to redeem you and then take you out. Ayin Sham B'Divrei Azora Kodesh, which is brought in the Torah Shlema in Ois Lamed Zayin Pasuk Zayin. It says V'Lakachti Eschem Li La'am V'Yisi Lachem Le'Lakim V'Da'atem. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem hamoitzi eschem mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim. L'chaira, we have to understand. Why does it say, I will take you from me as a nation, and I'm going to be for you as a God, and you're going to know I'm your God, who takes you, I am Hashem Elokeichem, who takes you out from under the sivlos Mitzrayim. So what we have to understand is, what does it mean? V'lakachti eschem li la'am, and ve'yisi lachem le'lokim. It's a zel b'zach. Lama nichbelu advarim? Why is it repeated? V'lakachti eschem li la'am, and then ve'yisi lachem le'lokim. Same thing. We also have to understand that it says, v'datem, ki ani Hashem lokecha motzi eschem tachas sivlos Mitzrayim. Why are you only going to know God because he took you out of sivlos Mitzrayim? Why aren't you also going to know God because he saved you? Itzalti eschem yavudasa and v'galti eschem. No, you're only going to know God because of the first thing it says in the previous pasuk, the vaitzesi, but not the v'itzalti v'gvalti. Why not? For you're going to know I'm your God, so it should be for all three of them. V'kvar omad b'zeh ha'al shich in pasuk ches, it says v'hevesi eschem el ha'oret esher nasasi es yodi l'seis osa le'avroham. Li Yitzchak u li Yaakov, v'nasati osat lachem moi rasha, אני השם. And I will bring you to the land which I raised my hand to give it. Rashi says, raise my hand, raise it to swear by my throne, to give it to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am Hashem. The Rechaim writes, Kashe, Kedivre Kelion Dibro Toru, Yotzei Mitzrayim Minchasim Loretz Uksiv Eves Yisrael Loretz, Lom Sinush Ken Hoya, Helves Benayim Hevi Shama, Aval Kol Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim Ben Esrim Shana Naflu Begirayim Bamidbor. Whoa! The Rechaim drops a bomb. He says, God speaks the Emes, God's pure. But here he says, I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. It didn't happen. They all died in the Midbar, everybody over 20. And the question is becomes even stronger when we note that he uses the lashon of lachain. Lachain is a lashon of shvu'e, as it says in the Medrash Shmoyis Rabbah 6:4. It's a lashon of shvu'e. So if God is swearing he's going to bring them into Israel and he's not bringing them in, they're going to die. That's very shver. V'hi t'mir rabsa lichoira. We said at the beginning of the Pasuk, I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to bring you there. So what is it adding when it says, Hashem? So this is Kedarkeinu B'Kodesh. Mamish Chavilot Shel Kushiyot. Yesh lenu al shlosh tapsukim eilu. Pashut lekro tapsukim kifshutam, kifshutam moray v'rabotay. Eich navin et tapsukim eilu ve'ech niyashev et kol hakshayim. אז אנחנו כדרכנו בשיעורים האלה בסדרה הזאת נלך בדרכו של מורנו ורבינו מאור עינינו הגוין הגודל רב דוב את זה צהל. אז נראה לומר כך שבדרך כלל there's a tachlis and there's an emtsoi, there is a means and there is an end. Now בעיני בוסר it would appear that the tachlis comes because of the emtsoi. The tachlis comes, the end comes because of the means. But the emes, of course, is just the opposite. Because of the tachlis comes the means. The mean end doesn't become the means. The means comes because of the end. And therefore, in Torah's emes, we have to be maklim the tachti. We have to be maklim. First write the tachlis. First write the purpose, the goal, the end point. And then the means, the emtsoi, the yetzias mitzrayim, the tachlis was that they should be freed from the shibud mitzrayim, from the subservience they had to the Egyptians. The emtsoi was that they were saved from the avoda. The tachlis is to be taken out from shibud mitzrayim. The emtsoi, the means, was to be saved from their avoda. That's why it says at the beginning, the tachlis is v'otzeisi eschem mitachasiv lois mitzrayim. In other words, the bitul shibud of Mitzrayim. And the emtsoi is going to be v'tzalti eschem me'avodosam. That you're going to be saved from their avodah. That's the emtsoi, that's the means. And on that it says, v'galti eschem b'zroya netuyu v'shvotim gedoilim. Zroya netuyu is ma'shinere b'inayim is koyach Hashem b'makos. Zroya netuyu, the outstretched arms, when you see with your eyes the power of God in the makos that were with shvotim gedoilim. They were with great judgments. The tachlis of the makos is, as it says, the beginning of Parshas Bo, 10:2. Ulamat esaper v'oznei bincha uven bincha yisasher salatim mitzrayim v'sasher santi v'amidatem ki ani Hashem. One of these, you should tell your children, 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 how I played around with the Mitzrayim and the signs that I put on them, and you will know that I am God. That with this yediyah, this is the yediyah of God's zroya netuyo, of God's outstretched arm, God's great power. And since that's the tachlis, that's why it's said first. And then says the emtsoi, the mishpatim gedolim. That's why it says v'ga'alti eschem first. Bizroya netuyo, that's the tachlis, that you see God's great outstretched arm. And then the means is the mishpat, the mishpatim gedolim, uvishpatim gedolim, the judgment. So here we have in the pasuk two tachlios, two purposes, and in every tachlis is an emtsoi. So now we have the Seder HaKosov is great. It starts with the tachlis, then it goes to the emtsoi. It starts with them And then it again goes to the tachlis, then it goes to the emtzai. So we have one tachlis of being taken out from under the subservience that we have to be the Egyptians. That's v'hitzesi eschem mitachlis of Yitzrayim. The means to that is v'tzalti eschem me'avodosam, being safe from their avoda. Then the end is that you're going to be redeemed b'zroya netuyo, with an outstretched arm, you're going to see God's great power. That's the end. And then the means is v'shvatim gedolim, how are you going to do that when the Mitrim are being judged, givaldic. Ulefi ze nirah, she ba'avodat bnei Yisrael Hashem, she netla davar b'chutzetem, b'chutzatem ha'idei Hashem. Meretz Mitzrayim, so the Jewish people have Abdus to Hashem. Why are we Evdei Hashem? Because Hashem took us out of Egypt, like we see in numerous psukim. So it would appear that there are two inyanim over here. Number one, that the Hotzom in Mitzrayim is a reason for the Kinyan Abdus Hashem. The being taken out of Egypt is a reason that now God has acquired us as Avadim to Him, because He acquired us by taking us out of the base of Avadim, like it says in Parshas Bahar 25:55, you're my servants, I took you out of Egypt. Rashi says, Shtari Koidem, my star comes first. In other words, first comes, you were mine first. In other words, when you are servants, you're servants to this guy. No, you're not, you're servants to God first, because God preceded, His star is first. So the Hitzom Mitzrayim is a star in a Kinyan La'avdus. And also that this avdus is a reason not to be an eved to a different adon. This avdus to Hashem is a reason not to be an eved to a different adon. Because then you're not going to be meshubed to the adon kol, and that's what the pasuk is talking about. So we have this inyan that we're God's servants. His shtar is first before you were servants to this guy, and therefore you have to be servants to Hashem. And therefore you have to free the slaves. In the seventh year in Yovel. And also we learn from here that an eved ki b'chotzer echfilu b'chatzi ayom, because we're avadim and not avadim to avadim, we're God's servants. Because we're not allowed to be servants to anybody else. And we see that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Kedushin 22b, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Delos mezuzah, she made a mitzvah. I was poseach al amashka fashtei mezuzas, and I said, "Liben Yisrael, avodim, avodim, avodim." Says to me, "Abdus lecheres." And this person was kind of odin laatzmai. So in other words, the psicha al amashka. In other words, the vaytesim beis avodim is a sibel avdus. You're my servants, not anybody else's. So when you're ever to someone else, there's a chisaron in your avdus l'Hashem. There's a big philosophical question. According to the Torah, is the Torah in favor of avdus? And the answer is no. You have to be eved of Hashem. This is only b'di'eved that you're an eved. Halalu avde paroi. Savach Voimer says in the Medrash Shaykh to Abdel and Kofi Gimel, the Shavri Sem Avodai Achshav Hareyatem Bnei Choirin. Hareyatem Avodav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'tzricham Atem Lahalel Lohu. The Medrash says that Paro, after Makas Bechoros, Hischil Paro Tzevech Voimer. I misquoted for it. Then say Halalo Avdei Paro. It says Hischil Paro Tzevech Voimer L'Sha'ovar Ha'isam Avodai. In the past you were my avodim, but now you're Bnei Chorim. Hare Atem Birshuschem. You're free, and now you're in your own domain. And now you are God's servants. So you have to praise Him because you're His avodim. So we have to praise Hashem because He took us out. Now we're His servants. And also there was a chisaron in our avdus when we were servants of Paro. But now we're b'nei chorin, you're b'rishuschem. Doesn't lack now anymore our avdus to Hashem because we're no longer rishus Paro. And you have to be mahalo that now you're his avodim. There was a chis, we're avodim because he took us out, and there was a chisaron in our avdus as long as we were avdei paro. See these two inyanim. that being in the service of servitude of Paro is a is as a chisari or avdus of Hashem. It's not proper avdus. And also, when he takes us out, so now he takes us out to be his servants. We also have the Yerushalmi Psachim, Nitan Koch, Bakola Shamosh, we call the Mahalach Bakola Oretz Mitzrayim, my Omer Kumutsumi Toycha Mila Shever Yisem Abde Paramikan Veilachatem Abde Hashem. So the call of Moshe was going in all of Eretz Mitzrayim. What was he saying? Go out from my nation. In the past, you were Avdei Paro. From here on in, you are Avdei Hashem. Like we've been saying, there was a chisaron in your Avdus of Hashem when you were Avdei Paro. And now you're no longer Avdei Paro, so you can be true Avdei Hashem. Hallelujah. Halu Avdei Hashem below Avdei Paro, it says in Megillah 14a. And Vakati Avdei Achashverosh, that's why we don't say Hallel, because we're still Achashverosh is Avodim. We're Achashverosh Avodim, we can't be proper Avodim to Hashem. Chagiga the Alad Amar Aleph is Pnei Adon Hashem, Mishain Lo Ela Adon Echad, but an Eved is Pater from Rias Panim, Bazorah, because he has another in Acher, he has another Adon. That's also the same Inyan, that if you have another Adon, then you can't properly be an Eved of Hashem. So now it appears as follows. That it says in Pasuk Zayin, V'lakachti, it says in Pasuk Zayin, V'lakachti, Eschem li lo ambi se lechem le lokim bidatem kine Hashem lokechem otzi eschem mitachas. Sivlos Mitzrayim. So this is coming to explain the union of these two tachlios that we saw in Pasuk Vov. That vis-a-vis the tachlis of Vohitzei siyasem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. It said here in Pasuk Zayin that this is in order that there should be a v'lakachti eschem li lo am. In other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was konas as avodim by taking them out of the base avodim of Mitzrayim and making them into Avdei Hashem. And in addition, it was said that this pigeon from Shibut Mitzrayim also brings to Ve'yisi lachem le'lokim, and I will be your God. It's going to be complete adnus. It's going to be complete servitude. God takes you out of Egypt, and now instead of being Paro's slaves, you're his slave, his Hashem's slave, Hashem's servant is a better word, and it is a complete avdus. Because no one is stopping it. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Ve'ayisi lachem le'lokim. I'm going to be for you as a God. And it's going to be complete avdus to Hashem. Adnus shlema. Otherwise they would lack in the shlemus ha'avdus because we have other adonim. And that's what it says, that the hoitzesi that we said, that I'm taking you out of Egypt, is going to bring to the lakachti, the lakicha of avdus Hashem. Lakachti eschem li la'am. And also to the Metzias of Avdus, which is V'isi Lachem Le'lokim. I'm going to be your God because there's no place for Shlemus HaAvdus unless you have the V'hoitzesi Eschem Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. And these are the two Inyanim that we have in this Tachlis of V'hoitzesi. So V'hoitzesi is going to bring to two Tachlios. The Tachlis of V'hoitzesi is going to bring A, that we are now the servants of Hashem, and B, we're exclusively His servants. We're totally His servants because we're to the exclusion of Paro. Mitzrayim. And now we have the other tachlis. V'ga'alti eschem bizroya netuyo. I'm going to redeem you with an outstretched arm, showing my koach. So that's another tachlis, to show the koach of Hashem. So in that it says, behem shech this pasuk, pasuk zayin, that the tachlis is, as it says here, vidatem, since I'm taking you out with this word to you, you're going to know, ki ani Hashem elokeichem, that I am your God. Hamotzi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. In other words, these shvatim gedolim, which take you out of sivlos Mitzrayim, are ba'ofen sheish ben vidatem, and that you're going to know that I'm your God, and through this, the shibud of avdus Hashem is going to be chal. It's not just an inyan dini. It's not just a halacha that now, halachically, you are obligated to follow God, but it's going to be ba'ofen shel vidatem. You're going to know. And that's going to be the tachlis ha'shlemus of yitzis Mitzrayim. So, since I did the Vahotseisi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim and Melech Lakachti Eschem Lila Amisi Alechem Lelokim, you're going to be my servants, and to the exclusion of being power servants, you're going to be totally my servants. And then corresponding to the Vagalti Eschem Bezor Netuya, oh, you're going to see my great outstretched charm that redeem you. So corresponding to that, Vidatem, and therefore you're going to know it's not just going to be an inyan of din, that you're halachically obligated to serve me, but you're going to know, since I showed you my Zor Netuya, that I am your God who took you out of Sivlos Mitzrayim. Now you're going to know. That's why that has the purpose of the without the Eschem is run to Yubishvatim Gedolim. And that's going to fulfill the Tachlis Hashleimus of Hotzam Mitzrayim. Gevaldik. So now we understand Pasuk Vav, Siyata Dishmaya. And now we understand Pasuk Zayim. And now we continue on to Pasuk Ches. And now it says Pasuk Ches, Ve'vesi Eschem al Oretz, Asher Nasosi Es Yodi Laseiso Iso Li Avraham. Li Yitzchak u Li Yaakov v'nosati oiso lachem moirosho ani Hashem. And I'm going to bring you to the land that I raised my hand to give to you, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I'm going to give it to you as an inheritance. I am Hashem. So what was said in this pasuk is, besides the tachlis that was explained already in Psukim Vov and Zion, there's an additional tachlis b'davar, and that is that only through the hoitza mimitzrayim there is room for this maisa of vehivesi eschem el ha'oretz. Sha'idei ze titkayim ha'tachlit shel v'nasati oiso lachem moirosho ani Hashem. Only through the hoitza mimitzrayim can there be a maisa vehivesi eschem el ha'oretz, and that's going to fulfill the tachlis of giving it to you as an inheritance. I am Hashem. And the mahalach of this pasuk is the like the mahalach of the previous pasukim, that we have a means and an end. So here also in this pasuk, the means is vehevesi, and the end is vinosati. That's the tachlis. What's the means? The means is Vehivesi Eschem, I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, and since I bring you to Eretz Yisrael, a tachlis is going to be fulfilled. What tachlis is going to be fulfilled? V'nasati osa lachem moirosha ani Hashem. The tachlis is to give it to you as an inheritance. In other words, I'm bringing you to the land. That's the means. And the end is, in order that I should give it to you as your inheritance. So this is not a kefil. This is a means and then an end. So it emerges according to this that the whole mahalach in these pesukim is not on the lemaisa, but rather it's talking about the tachlis and the haftacha and the shvua that was said here is not a haftacha and a shvua that that's going to be before lemaisa, but rather it's a haftacha shvua. It is a promise. It is an oath that with these maisim, the tachlis of their bial eretz Yisrael is going to be miskayim. When they v'nasati osa lachem moirosho ani Hashem, that they are going to receive this as an inheritance. And this tachlis was miskayim when their children came to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, l'chayra, no longer we have the kasha of the Arachayim HaKadosh, where's the kiyum hashvua? Because the shvua was on the kiyum hatachlis, shel v'nasati osa lachem moirosho, not on the lemaisa of v'nasati eschem moirosho, but on that, that not going to happen the maisa to you, but that it's going to happen. In other words, don't understand the pasuk ve'vesi eschem al oretz v'nasati osa lachem moirosha ani Hashem as a promise that lemaisa I'm giving it to you. That wasn't the oath. The oath is that I'm promising you, that I'm swearing to you, that I'm going to fulfill this tachlis by giving it to you. And to you doesn't mean to you that I'm talking to. To you is the bigger you of your children. So this tachlis of giving it as an inheritance is going to be accomplished when I give it to your children. Even though enachinami lemaisa, I'm not giving it to you directly, but in a larger scale, I'm giving it to your children, which is the collective you. And the ikar is that the tachlis is going to be fulfilled, even though it's not kipshuto you, but now the tachlis is going to be fulfilled, that the collective you is going to receive Eretz Yisrael as an inheritance. And we have to explain according to this what is Mavur B'Yerushalmi B'Psachim Perik Yud, Halacha Aleph, cited in Rashi Psachim 108a and in the Rashbam on page 99, that Keneged Arba Lashona Shel Geula, we have the Arba Koises on Leil Tosfot. Based on what we said, they're not Dalad Inyanim, they're three Tachlios. What are they? Hotseisi, Gaalti, Lakachti. And one emtsoi of Vihitsalti. Remember, we said the Vihitsalti is only a emtsoi means. So, why are there four? Lashonos of Gula should be only three. There are three tachlios and one emtzai in these four lashonos. So we have to say that the number of kosos is not keneged dalid in yanim, kol kos neged in yin echad. There aren't arb in yanim, but it's relating to the psukim. And in these psukim, they're arba lashonos. So since they're arba lashonos, even though they're not arba in yanim, they're only three in yanim. Three tachlios and one emtzai. But they're arba lashonos, and therefore we have arba lashonos of geula. So, Siyata Dishmaya, we saw in the flows. Torah Hashem, in the Hezber of these psukim, of course, Ish laharich ma'od b'chol anyanim ha'elu, but my most important message that I'm trying to get across is to just ask the kashis. You know, now you can start looking at the psukim again with new eyes, and then you just read these psukim, you say, whoa, like nothing makes sense over here. Not pasuk vav, not pasuk zayin, not pasuk ches. So we gave him a halach to explain all three psukim, but of course you look at the mefarshim and you'll see pilei plos, so much more Torah, and hopefully we'll revisit these psukim. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.